You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Some of you are getting advice from our attendees, which is cool. So someone, was it Teresa? Said, connecting is really hard for me. What do you suggest? And Don is absolutely right. First is change your words, right? First is change your words. And so here we go. I'm gonna hit you with some verses. I'm gonna drop some verses on you. Isaiah 55:11, one of my favorites. So is my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty. What goes out of my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So we'll always verify what we believe to be true. We are always speaking into existence, always. And if you study, you know, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and God said, okay? Genesis 1:26, then God said. Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So we are eating the fruit of our words constantly. So what people want, this is what people want. They want to say, man, I have a terrible relationship. My relationship really sucks. This really sucks. And they want it out there to change and them not to change, right? So he needs to be better, but in the meantime, he really sucks. That's not actually how it works. You change what comes out of here first. Then that thing out there changes. So you start saying, in the past, connecting with people used to be difficult, but I notice it's getting easier and easier. Or you can even trick your brain. There are brain things that you can do to trick yourself. Why is it getting easier to connect? And your frontal lobe will scan the database of your brain, right? And it will locate verification, information, evidence, right? It's like a private eye. A private detective is just scanning your brain, locating what's the evidence of what you just asked. Because when you use that word why, the frontal lobe activates. And that is the thing that makes us different than every species on the planet, the size of our frontal lobe. Do you know that? That's the number one difference. We have a larger frontal lobe percentage-wise than any other species. That's the one thing. And what's that frontal lobe used for? Imagination. It's used for imagination, and it scans the brain, scans the database for evidence. So why does my life suck? It'll find it. It'll help you out. It's a little helper. And Joshua 1:8, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Okay? The book of the law will not depart from your mouth. Not your eyes. Not you just reading the word. Shall not depart from your mouth. From you saying it. Because there's so much power in what you say. And so step one, to change anything in your life, change the way you describe it. Change your words about it. You know, someone I learned a lot from, Dr. Joe Dispenza, he says, your personality is creating your personal reality. How you think, act, and feel is creating what's outside of you. So then, if that's true, if we can buy into that, then if we want to change what's outside of there, we need to change what's inside here. Vadim Zeland, he's a Russian author. He says that your outer reality is a slow-moving mirror reflection of what's inside you, your belief systems, your thoughts, your emotions, okay? So if we want to change what's out there, relationships, money, results, any of that stuff, we got to change what's in here, okay? Now, let's answer the question, though. Let's not just, you know, pick you apart here, but connecting is really hard for me. What do you suggest? So obviously step one, change your language, right? We've beaten that, you know, to pieces. Number two, I would stop trying to connect and start trying to solve. Stop trying to connect and start trying to solve. So you ask people if they're open to taking a look at your solution. You ask people if they're open to taking a look at your solution. People may or may not be interested in connecting with you. Everyone's interested in a solution. People may or may not want a relationship with you, but everyone wants to solve their problem, whatever that is. And if you're talking to someone that either doesn't have any problems, they're just perfect, or they have no interest in solving the problems, then you move on. Stop trying to, you know, squeeze blood out of a stone, right? If someone's not trying to solve their problem, then move on.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.